The following podcast is brought to you by the Communication Media Studies Department of Dominican University of California. Hi there, my name is DJ Corky, and welcome to Whom It May Concern, where I bring a nuanced and creative sense of style that can only be mine. Here, everyone is welcome to my platform, where I discuss the challenges teens of this new age face with depression. Good morning, good afternoon, or good night, wherever you are out there. I hope all is well and you can come to this safe space to let your mind be at ease. I'll let you in on the forbidden topics that we as a society have yet to discuss about depression or unlabeled sadness for the ones who don't want to self-diagnose. Do you ever feel like a liability to your own success or just other being in your mind while the thoughts of perfection sit front row stage and control your narrative? In thinking like this, you are more unrealistic with your expectations. Reality causes for tasks to get avoided, making decisions last minute, and anxiety build up with certain factors or choices. It's thinking these are unnormal or inhumane to your identity that makes your life harder. This episode will briefly explain to a young society how normal it is to struggle and not be the best at everything. I'll be explaining to my audience here how beautiful imperfections are, as some people downplay the learning factor of failing and not being the best. Did you know between 20 and 30% of teens suffer from maladaptive perfectionism? Which means striving for unrealistic perfection to the point of causing them pain. And here I'm talking about the teens who always feel like they're not good enough or feel like striving for more is what they have to do just based on the circumstances that they've been provided from a young age. It's not always the best to be hard on yourself, as though we all have imperfections that we're dealing with each day. I feel like sometimes it could be normal for you to think that you are not perfect. And it's not really discussed in today's society because we always see things through a lens of perfectionism. If we're on social media, we're seeing things that's a little bit more brighter. We're seeing things that's a little bit more edited. We're seeing things that's a little bit more superficial. Nothing is real, which can cause for imperfections to be seen as a flaw or a bad thing, when in reality, it's a beautiful thing. It's a part of learning. It's a part of growing. It's a part of your self-identity that you have yet to find, and you will find through the process of being unnormal, I guess you can say. So I also looked at this website, and they were telling me that, in fact, 92% of people struggle with some form of perfectionism, which is a huge percentage pertaining to the population that we live in now, which means that it is normal to not comply with today's society and be imperfect and have your flaws out there for the cutting stool for people to see. Being a queer Black male in today's society, I feel like sometimes I often feel to put on a performative act when in certain situations to be so perfect and just to not be myself and authentic to who I am and not show the flaws that derive from being queer and Black, because our system is not set up to where it's okay to fail. It's not set up to where we have the right to be treating people unfairly, or we have the right to say what's directly on our mind. For a long time, dealing with oppression and just unrealistic beauty standards pertaining to the Black community specifically, it's often taught to just hide your feelings, especially being male. So I feel like with that, being perfect plays a lot in my head. And it wasn't until my years of being in high school that I found that it is imperfections within every human, and every human has the right to not feel perfect, but also every human is perfect because they don't feel perfect. Like, it's very a part of the human cycle to feel imperfect and not feel like you're striving for something or not knowing where you're going, because that all plays in part in the journey that we have yet to explore. I feel, coming from where I come from and my background specifically, being perfect is not ideal. We don't all have standards, and we don't all have the greed and need to want to be something. So me being perfect kind of stood out in my family, as I was the token child that wanted more for myself, and I was making it a mission to strive for that. But that also could lead to burnout quickly, because the more and more you strive to be something that you're not, or you strive to have these unrealistic standards that are inhumane to the human's world. And I said it earlier with my challenges and personal battles of being perfect in a society that rejects you, the incline of being wanted and looking for that elsewhere that's not authentic to your background can be very damaging on your mental health. And I'm here to talk about those challenges. And as I stated earlier, with the challenges and personal battles with being perfect in a society that rejects you, the incline of being wanted and looking for that elsewhere that's not authentic to your background can be very damaging to your mental health. I feel it's often that we as teens go elsewhere to look for self-validation. And as you'll notice with all the episodes that I will be releasing on this topic of depressions that teens struggle with specifically, you'll see that a lot of the topics have to do with not knowing yourself to the best of your abilities. And it stems from being self-deprecated and this idea of yourself just not being perfect, or you feeling unwanted, and just a lot of self-help things that's internalized within our society that no one talks about. So you're only inclined to feel one way about these things. We're already introspective as teens, meaning we only look through the lens of our own self challenges and battles that we go through. We're not really capable at this age, I feel, of looking at it from a widespread demographic and point of view, whereas everyone around us, including our elders, are also going through these things. So that could be very belittling to our experience, because although they have went through these things, it's not always something that's talked about, and that's partially due to it not being something easy to talk about. So I'm here to just be that navigator for you guys and fill that void that maybe your parents or grandparents or later or further generations don't want to necessarily discuss. I'm here to take on that challenge and battle and discuss it with you guys. Today, I just really wanted to talk about what it is that make people feel like they're not doing enough with their life, or what it is that make people feel like they're not good enough in today's society, or what it is that makes people feel like they are being a moderator in their own life and not actually sitting front stage and having control over their narrative. Because I feel like it's important to talk about the details that are niche and that are not related to pop culture when you log onto social media. Sometimes social media can be a vast and very big world, so you are only inclined to see things that are performative, which means real, authentic, and genuine curiosity has no place there. So my thoughts on why people are considered perfectionist, or where that word even stems from, it's just a lack of self-identity. When you don't know yourself to the fullest capacity, I feel like sometimes the challenges that come with that is you being lost in your own mind. And being perfect is literally not a thing. It's something that we as humans made. And it's almost like a fallacy, something that's not logically proven to be possible. Whatever we desire and feel is perfect is all subjective. I feel like no one actually has a performative idea or circulation around the word perfect, because it is something that derives from imagination. And I feel like a lot of people have lost the meaning to perfection because there is no imagination when now thinking about what that word means and what it means to actually live it and be perfect yourself. It's so much negative stories and media and logic behind it that comes from a society of people who don't love themselves. So the balance is off when it comes to what that word means, as though it probably used to mean something very fun and subjective and not universal. I feel like when we put too much strain on words and we start looking at things from a perspective that can only be ours, then we make things less fun. We make things less. The circuit of it being enjoyable is no longer valuable to us, because we contradict ourselves with the narrative of something being so tumultuous and serious that we kind of like dig ourselves into a deeper hole. So to be perfect is to be human. To be perfect is to be your natural, authentic self. And whoever that is beautiful in its own right, because it's a creation that only you yourself have made. I feel like sometimes we go away from things that challenges us to think. We move away from things that's not a 5-second TikTok video. We got so used to the media being short and very inclusive and very simple. And it's a form of like turning off our brain. And the more we get comfortable with that, the more we start to not like who we are as a person, as a physical being. Because if we're getting taught and fed all this information on how to do this and how to do that and how to keep up personal appearances and physical appearances, but it's like, it's no work being done on yourself. Like, it's no work being done with the person of who you are in the inside. No one is telling you how to get better mentally. No one is providing that aid and support when it comes to your mental health drowning and you being in the gutter, or you feeling worthless and you feeling like you mean nothing to the world. And that's all within the concept of being perfect. I felt us as a society, and I know I'm just probably talking in circles, but in conclusion, the goal is to define perfect with who you are as an individual instead of looking elsewhere for that validation, as far as social media, as far as older people you might see, as far as the person next to you. Comparison is the biggest thief of joy, especially when it comes to perfectionist and what that means and the whole professional title and idea that society and the world contributes to. It's all built on the backs of others. It's not authentic. It's not one specific person that makes that. And I feel like us conforming in today's generation is just worse. It makes for a bad headspace. It makes for lonely thoughts. It makes for us to be 10 times more hard on ourselves when we actually don't need to. In all actuality, everyone is perfect in their own right. Once you realize who you are and you take power and control over that narrative, then you are defining the word perfect to who you are with your being and your character that you walk around with. And that's something that's so special with the existence of humans in general. In the episode, I just wanted to start by saying hard times are always going to be there. And it's about just having resistance and resilience and showing strength through that and becoming the person you will want to be. But that person who you would want to be, make sure it's not based off of another living person. Make sure it's not based off of a demographic that doesn't cater to you. Make sure it's based off of realness and authentic, genuine souls. Or love. Give back that love that you give to others to yourself. It's very important for us to succeed in life and be a better version of who we were 10 years ago or even a month ago. Growth in general is very important. So my challenge of the day will be for you to write down 3 ways in which you are perfect. Something that's unique about you and only special to you. And with that being said, I hope you get more clarity about who you are in the words of perfection or being perfect in your life as it contributes to your character. Thanks so much for listening in. Hope to see you again soon. Stay tuned for the next episode.